Blog Talk Radio.
Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are, Ghost. I'm Vince in the Bay. Welcome to the program. It's Thursday night. I'm ultra late for the show. I apologize. I had a very busy night and very busy days. I've just been busy. I wasn't going to do a show, but then I was like, screw it. I'm glad you're here with me, though. Tracy, good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. I guess it's just you and I now. And the guest that just entered the room as well. Anywho, it's Vince in the Bay. Not sure what I missed out on today. I did hear on Twitter, read on Twitter. You don't hear things on Twitter necessarily. But I read on Twitter, Charlie Sheen had an interview with Alex Jones today, and apparently that went haywire. And by the end of the interview, production had shut down on Two and a Half Men, because apparently he said some stuff about the producer. I don't know. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. People are saying all kinds of crap on Twitter. It's actually kind of funny. This one guy, Minutes of Mayhem, says, Charlie Sheen's jetted off on his private plane to the Bahamas with three hot girls. But remember, kids, only losers do drugs. Yeah, so it sounds like apparently there was like a title card or something that one of the producers tagged onto the end of one of the shows. I can't believe that. I read this on Twitter, so I got to verify. I was going to verify what shit you see on Twitter, folks. But yeah. It is what it is. I'm Vincent Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay, in the Bay. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. We can talk about Charlie Sheen. We can talk about whatever is clever. I'm not really sure what else happened today. So Charlie Sheen said some stuff. I got to figure out what he said exactly, but whatever he said, it pissed off the producers, and they shut down the production. And now everybody on Twitter is whining about, what's going to happen to the poor cast and crew of Two and a Half Men? What are they going to do now? And, oh, my gosh, that show has been on for like 10 years, right? I got to figure out how long it's been on, but that show has been on for a while. Now, I've worked in the entertainment industry on productions and on crews and stuff, and I know how that industry works. And it's a very transitory industry to begin with. You're lucky if you're in that industry if you work on a show that's a regular episodic for years and years and years and years. Most people don't have that luxury in that industry. Most people in the industry that work on crews and stuff, they'll work on a show for a year or two, and then it goes away. A lot of them, they don't even get to work on them a whole entire year. They work on them for a couple of months, and then they get canceled right away. I mean, shows get canceled for all kinds of reasons. Granted, this is kind of a stupid reason. I don't have all the information yet, but I don't know if I necessarily blame Charlie Sheen. I blame the producer. The producer is the one that shut down the production, not Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen just talks shit about the producer, all right? And if the producer if his ego is so bruised that he has to shut down an entire production, then and I blame him. I don't blame Charlie Sheen. I mean, they know what they're getting with Charlie Sheen. It's not like this behavior that he's had has only surfaced recently. They know what they were getting themselves into when they signed him onto that show, and that show is terrible. I can't believe that show is on TV still. Like, people actually think it's funny. It's terrible. Like, it should be off the air. It should have been off the air a long time ago. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. If you want to join me here, the number is 347-826-7667. Let's go to the lines here. We got a caller on the 936. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello there, Vince in the Bay. What the hell are you rambling on about Charlie Sheen? You have absolutely no material tonight for your show there, buddy.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, do you have absolutely no material for your show tonight there, buddy?
I guess not. This is a talk show. I just talk.
Yeah,
and
what you're
that
talking
was on
about,
my mind. That was on my mind, and so I was talking about it. And it's a call-in show, also, and calls take priority, and I took your call, and now you're complaining?
Yeah, I'm complaining because what you are talking about is making my ears bleed, just as if I was listening to Steve Ogle talk right now. You talk about something that matters to me, not Two and a Half Men, not Charlie Sheen, and not you.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want? What would you like me to talk about, Nature Boy?
I would like you to talk about something important. Aren't you an important person there, Mr. Vince of the Bay? Don't you have all these millions and millions and millions of friends and fans who love you and who you make love to on the air each and every night? Isn't that what you have? Where are they? It sounds dead, Vince of the Bay. It sounds dead. Like dead air.
All right.
You need to hype it up there, buddy. You are boring the freak out of me.
Yet you're here, Nature Boy. That's what I don't get. Is people see this is what happens. People call into my show and they complain that I'm boring or I play stupid music or I'm talking about or they don't like what I'm talking about, or they don't like my callers, or they don't, you know, it's always something. You're not going to be able to satisfy everybody all the time, and you know, that's just the way the ball bounces, G. I got another call here. I think this is Metal Talk Radio. Metal Talk Radio, is that you?
You satisfy me, bro.
Hey. Well, I'm glad somebody. I don't know where Nature Boy gets the idea that I think I have millions and millions of listeners that I make love to every night. I have dozens of listeners that I make love to every night. I don't pretend like I have millions. I have dozens. All right.
Yeah.
So get it straight. I don't know what he's complaining about. I'm kind of interested in this whole Charlie Sheen thing. Like, I I'm not interested so much in the details of what's happening to Charlie Sheen. I'm fascinated at the reaction that I've seen from people on Twitter about it. Everybody's just crying a river for this cast and crew that Charlie Sheen supposedly turned his back on.
Dude, I am digging Charlie Sheen, man. I was checking him out on, like, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a radio show on TV. I'm digging him, man. I'm catching up on him, so this is a good show for me.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you've ever seen Two and a Half Men, but it's a crappy show.
Yeah.
Terrible. It's not funny. It should have been canceled years ago. You know, it's just like Imus. You know, Imus should have been off the air a long time ago too. He just out of nowhere pissed somebody off with that racial comment that he made, and now he's finally gone. I mean, serves him right. 100% unfunny the entire time he's been on the morning on the radio. But then of course these people, they get fired and then they parlay it into a new job. It's like the new thing is to say something outrageous, get fired for it, and then and then you come back and get a new job out of it. It's a great way to break your contract, I think.
Crazy.
But whatever. Hey, dude, I have Metal Talk Radio on with me now, and I have this track that you send me. Should I play it right now, dude?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's cool.
All right, let's play this track that Metal Talk sent me. This is like a raw demo track that he made. It's pretty cool, I think. It's not polished. It's not done. It's just a demo. But I think it's a pretty cool little riff that you got going here, and here it is.
I'm Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown. I do cocaine.
Wow. Fuck, dude. That's pretty fucking gnarly, man. That was Metal Talk Radio with his... What do you call that? Do you have a name for that yet?
No, man. It's just straight up scrap. We got everything. Like, we got drums, vocals, and everything for it. We just haven't named it yet, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
we're going
pretty fucking rocking, man. It's pretty metal.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So when you're... When you came up with that little riff right there, what was going through your head? What are you channeling anything? Do you think of anything, or is it just how does it come out of you?
Like I'll just think of my inspirations, and then it's not as in
like what's your inspiration? What do you think of for inspiration?
Like I don't know. You wouldn't really know them, but like Black Dahlia Murder is my thing. So like that was going through my head, and then I was just like, all right. Metal, and then all of this just came in.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
Right.
It's not that hardcore.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't. I didn't think there was some sort of exact science behind it or anything. I thought maybe there was just like you were just like, oh, you know, you were who knows? You know, some people like. Oh, they'll say like, oh, I was watching the news and there was a story about some girl and then I picked up my guitar and that's what I played, you know? Who knows?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's cool.
But for you, you were just channeling metal.
Yeah, man, just wanting to rock out and putting some stuff together.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. Just balls to the walls.
Yeah, man.
I love it, man. And like I said, dude, I appreciate you letting me play that on here because I know a lot of musicians. I have a lot of musician friends, and I would say 90% of them would not want me to play something that is in the raw still, that's in demo form. And I appreciate you throwing it out there like that, man. That's cool.
No problem, man. No problem. Basically, it's just because, I mean, we're not as huge as probably some of your friends, but we did just book like 20 shows. So,
nice. Are you going to be coming to California?
We're thinking about doing fly-in states. We haven't talked about, like, as far as California. We've been talking to, like, Arkansas and stuff like that. But
well,
like,
okay, you said you lined up 20 shows. Where are these 20 shows at?
All in Ohio. Basically, like, Columbus and then, like, outskirts, like, Gahanna and stuff like that. It's like, shit. It's like little, like branches of Columbus, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, so you're in Ohio?
Yeah, man.
Have you seen any, by any chance, you seen any Wisconsin state senators running around over there?
Oh, man. I told people earlier, and they asked me the same thing, man. I haven't heard anything about anything like that, dude.
All right, keep your eyes peeled, bro. They're out there. If you see something, say something, all right?
Will do, will do.
They're evading their job. Wouldn't that be great if you could like play hooky from your job and do it openly and have people actually cheering for you? How cool is that?
That's crazy, dude.
That's what's
like,
going on in fucking Wisconsin right now, dude. These people are skipping out on their job because they have no fucking cojones.
Crazy,
I mean,
dude. Like, I just got filled in by Ghost today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ghost knows what's up.
Yep.
Dude,
is
it freezing where you are, dude?
It's freezing rain.
Dude, you're Patriot Gregging big time. Am I Patriot Gregging? What's going on?
It might be me. I might be hang on. Is this better?
Patriot Greg.
Yeah, you're better now.
Cool. Yeah, freezing rain, dude.
Yeah, that's what we have right now. We're supposed to have tonight, too. Overnight, it's supposed to hit, like, mid to lower 30s. So
dang,
we might even
that's crazy.
Have freezing rain here.
We hear some crazy shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Say yes, because
wild, wacky stuff. What?
I went to W Daily's, and I called in, and I was just, like, chilling because I had nothing else to do.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, it was
yeah.
cool for like 30 minutes. And then, like, some, you know, Nature Boy does Tyrone. And I don't care if he wants to hide or whatever. Everyone knows. So he started doing this, like, black dude or whatever. And I said something. I can't even remember. And then she, like, cut me off. But yeah, dude, she just, like, betrayed me for a black dude.
Wait, what do you mean she betrayed you? Like, how did
like
she...
Yeah, I was hanging out with her first, and then he came on, and she's all like, all right, later.
That's weird.
Yeah, it
she
is
like,
weird, man.
Like,
it is.
Like hung up on you later, or
yeah,
she just forgot about you?
Yeah, everything. Kept playing the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear
well,
that,
hey,
man.
I did my show the other night, and I just noticed Mayhem Fest kicks off in California. San Bernardo.
San Bernardino.
Whatever.
Mayhem Fest. Who's in that?
What's that?
Who's in Mayhem Fest, dude?
Oh, main stage, it's Disturbed, Megadeth, Trivium, and a bunch of like the little stage, Suicide Time, All Shall Perish, Straight Line Stitch. There's like a crap ton, dude, like a lot. You should just check out if you Google Mayhem Fest 2011, everything will come up. I covered
all
it right. on my show, dude.
Cool, man. I didn't know you were doing shows again, dude. Or I didn't know you were going to do a show. I should make sure I follow you. Because that's the only way I know people are on it. So I check my email and I get the email thing. I can't believe I'm not following you. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm friends with you, but I'm not following you. So I'm now following you. And
well,
oh, look
I'm
at
like,
that. You did your first show in like 2 months.
Right? But,
Good, man. Well, I'm glad you're back out there, dude. Let me know next time. Are you going to be doing it on a regular basis, or what's the deal?
Well,
oh, you're doing a show in 20 minutes.
No shit.
It says you're doing a show in 20 minutes, dude. Do you know that?
My Skype account. I got to redo my subscription.
You're breaking
and,
up like crazy, dude. What's that?
My Skype. Is this cool right now?
Right now it's cool.
Okay. My Skype went out.
But a second ago,
like,
it wasn't. Yeah. All right. Hey, I got another call here. I think this is 50 rubles. 50 rubles. What's cooking?
Hey, is anybody there?
I'm here, and Metal Talk Radio is here, and you are here. What's up, dude?
There was a concert over in it was kind of in the South City, some metal fest where it was a Mick something or other park, Mick something or sort of an M, and they had the metal fest there, a bunch of bands. Is that the same thing he's talking about there?
It ended in the park?
No, it was a park. It was like a free like concert. It was a couple years ago. I ran into
a couple
over to the skate park, and I ran into these metal dudes, and they were like
promoting
this
show. Metal Talk Radio is in Ohio, Chris.
Oh, so it wasn't over in the park. Well, there's some, okay, so just so you know, there's guys out in California that also listen to metal.
Thank you.
Right. And let's listen to some metal now, shall we?
Yeah. You got some fucking Oz?
I have a band that has played Ozfest before. They're called Slayer, and they have a little track called South of Heaven. Enjoy.
Patriot Greg.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. Am I unmuted here? Probably not. It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome back. I have Metal Talk Radio here with me. And we just heard from Slayer there. Taking your calls. 347-826-7667. Trying to get to the bottom of this Charlie Sheen fiasco. There was something that he was pissed off about. He doesn't like his producer, Chuck, or I guess his former producer now, Chuck Lorre. So Sheen was on the Alex Jones show, which is boo-boo number one. I'm sure his publicists were not happy to find out that. Last time he was on Alex Jones' show was like 2 years ago. He got in trouble for talking about some 9/11 shit, but they didn't shut down the program then. But they did this time when he called executive producer Chuck Lorre, quote, a clown, and referred to him as Chaim Levine. Lorre's birth name is, whatever, Charles Michael Levine. In a later interview with the website TMZ, Sheen said, I violently hate Chaim Levine. And accused Lorre of taking money from him. Now, they weren't... Oh, this LA Times story I'm looking at. It was an earlier LA Times story today that that he was... that they said that Sheen was pissed off because of something that Lorre put in the credits of the show. I'm almost positive, but it's stripped from the story now. That's so weird. Well, I'm going to have to look into this and find the exact story that I was listening to earlier. But whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. Space Poet in the chat room says, Charlie Sheen equals briefcase of coke and hookers to relax. LOL. That's right. Charlie Sheen... That goes back to that tweet. What was that tweet that I just talked about earlier? Some guy had a great tweet that I retweeted. Charlie Sheen's jetted off on his private plane to the Bahamas with three hot girls. But remember, kids, only losers do drugs. That's what's going around the internet. Here's Black Canseco. I follow this guy. He calls himself Black Canseco. I think I follow him just for the sheer fact that I don't understand his name, Black Canseco. Because I know Jose Canseco. Now, is he claiming to be the black version of Jose Canseco? I wonder, or maybe it's one of those things where, like, he looks like the black version of Jose Canseco. Because there are people like that. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you'll see somebody, you're like, oh, my God. You know what? You look like the white version of Stevie Wonder. Yeah. You know, people just say if you just dyed your skin, you change the pigment of your skin, you'd be a dead ringer for him. You know, there's people that transcend like nationality or whatever race or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, man, I know what you're talking about. That's some crazy stuff. I used to do that to black friends.
But Black Canseco. You should follow this guy. He's great. He's a lefty pinko commie, but I like him though. He's funny. He's got a sense of humor, and he's not a knee jerk reaction type of person that a lot of these people on Twitter are. He's chill, but he's commenting on Charlie Sheen because everybody's got to get into the Sheen game here, right?
Right.
He says Ricky Williams ain't do coke, kidnapped strippers, and cuts out his boss. He just quit his job to smoke herb. But Charlie Sheen, man. Yeah, man, whatever, dude. I think this is kind of weak, dude. Because he talks shit about the boss on a show, suddenly they're going to shut down the whole fucking thing. The guy gets caught. Hasn't he gotten caught doing, like, illegal shit? And he just gets – and the whole thing gets shut down for him doing something but just stating his mind, just exercising his First Amendment right?
Yeah, man.
Isn't that funny? Like, this guy has done – all. He's got caught in hotel rooms with hookers and drugs and all kinds of shit, porn stars, you name it, dude. And he gets they shut down production because he says he pops off on Alex Jones's show. Come on.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I don't know. I dig him. I mean, I like some of the stuff he does. I mean, I know you said you don't like Two and a Half Men, but like.
Two and a Half Men. One of my all-time favorite movies is Platoon, and his role in Platoon was awesome. He's great. He's a great actor. Unfortunately, he's become like a caricature of himself.
Yeah.
But he's like Alec Baldwin. He's like Alec Baldwin. He went from being like a leading man to being just like a clown. And that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. These guys get their little sitcom gig on TV and they make steady money and they do fine. And it's a miracle that show's been on as long as it has. I don't know why it's popular at all. I've watched it. It's terrible. It's the worst show ever. It should be called One Man, One Fag and a Kid.
Yeah.
Not Two and a Half Men. All right, we got to take calls. 347-826-7667. I got area code 580. Your hand's up. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, hon, and you are out of line for that one.
What's that? What did I do? And ladies and gentlemen, it is the lovely, the talented, the sexy, the sultry Miss Sweet Ruby Candy.
Hi, everybody.
I'm sorry, baby. Did I cross the line somewhere? What did
no,
I say?
Yeah, you did. When you told me it should be called a fag. What did you say? A fag? Something else.
A man, a fag, and a kid.
And a kid.
Yeah.
No? All right. How about a man, a queer, and a kid?
Okay.
A dude, a queer, and a little rodent.
Yeah, that'll work.
So what's your take? So Candy, what's your take on this Charlie Sheen thing? Are you paying attention? Do you even care?
I really don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
But
okay,
you,
he gets white boy fucked
about?
Up. Oh well.
But what do you think about what do you think about the producers though? Everybody's getting on Charlie Sheen's case saying it's his fault that the show is shut down. All he did was go on a radio show and talk shit. That's all he did. He didn't break the law. He didn't get caught in a hotel room with a porn star and a bunch of coke. He just said some shit on the air on a radio show, and he shut down the production. Huh?
Of what? Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, they shut down the production. It's done. It's like they're canceling the show now because he talked shit on the air.
No shit?
Like, he's been on the...
Ah, man, that's fucked up. I used to watch that when I got high. That's fucked up.
Are you kidding me? You thought that show was good?
Man, when you're high, anything is good. And that was funny.
Well, yeah.
Shit.
I mean, when you're
especially
high, my
that little boy.
Shit was good.
That little boy, he was just needs his own damn show. He was a queer in the making.
So this dude Black Canseco says he wish folk bashed Charlie Sheen like we bashed Ricky Williams when he quit the NFL to smoke weed. Did people really bash Ricky Williams when he quit? I think most people were just kind of like, hey, good for him, man. More power to him.
What? That's crazy. I don't think I just don't get people always. I mean, I don't know. it'd be the main ones that's bashing them, and they're the ones that's probably sitting at home smoking butt and all this other shit.
You high right now?
No. I wish I was, but no. I just woke up not too long ago.
Your lips. So,
I lost control of my switchboard. That's, go ahead. Yes. All
right, so do you do your own, like, intros and stuff, dude?
Vince.
Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
You do your own intros.
Yes, I do. I lost control of the switchboard there, but I'm back. And yes, I do. This is all me. You think there's anybody else that would take time out of their day to dedicate to this? Are you kidding me?
I don't know, man.
This is all me, baby. It's all me, baby.
Dude, play the barrel roll real quick.
Oh, you like Ghost, huh? What was Ghost talking about today?
Basically, like, it was Egypt and stuff, and then it switched to the Wisconsin crap, and then, like, some people called in talking about, like, turning his mic up or something. Yeah, that was pretty much it.
And then I'm sure somebody called in and said,
barrel roll!
Anyway.
That cracks me up every time, dude.
Well, dude, have you, have you heard me call into a show? I've called into a show a lot, actually.
No, man, this is, like, the first time, like, I ever checked them out.
Oh, I called in 2 days ago.
Okay, so I should probably check the
archive. I was on there for a while. Yeah, check out the archive from yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? It was yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I was on Stoner Jesus and Ghost back to back. You ever listen to Stoner Jesus?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. That's my other homeboy. I like Stoner Jesus. He's cool.
So, like, what kind of weed do you smoke, man? Like, regularly?
I mix it up, bro. Variety's the spice of life. Tonight, I'm going with some champagne, and I'm mixing it up with some pepper jack, and also I have some blue cheese.
What? That's crazy.
What's that?
Damn,
so that's crazy. All we got is ditch weed.
Well, it's legal out here, bro. It's my medication. It's my medication.
You are injured?
I'm sorry?
You have like an illness or something, or what?
Yeah. It helps alleviate some problems I have.
Are you willing to state those on air?
No.
Okay.
Not right now. I think I have, but I just don't feel like getting into it right now. I know, it's just medicine. It's my medication.
Hello?
That's cool.
Just like, that's all I do. That's my only two vices, really, are the ganja and coffee.
Coffee is for closers, and you close nothing.
I love coffee. I don't give a shit, Larry. I fucking love coffee. I'm going to drink some coffee right now, actually. I have some left in this cup.
Put that coffee down.
No, Larry, I will not. There. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to have a sip of my coffee here.
Not a whole lot going on.
I'm trying to roll me a blunt right now.
You hear that? That's what I do. Ghost on his show, he downs beer. He's like, I got another Negra. Me?
Yeah,
I take wigs of coffee.
That's crazy.
So I apologize to everybody getting a late start tonight, late start. I got another hour to go here. I usually end right around now, so that's why I'm drinking the coffee. Hopefully it'll get me through this next hour. I have my good friends here with me on the air, and I'm blowing up on Skype. People are like all a flutter on Skype. But if you guys want to join me, 347-826-7667. I'm here with Metal Talk Radio and Ruby Sexy Candy. If you want to join us, once again, there's 58 minutes to do it.
Oh, my God.
347-826-7667 is the number. Hey Ruby, what kind of music are you into right now? What are you feeling right now that's out there?
You got some classic rock.
What?
Like what?
Mm.
I definitely have classic rock. Yes, I definitely have classic rock. I actually have one of my favorite classic rock songs I'm going to play for you.
What about?
I hope you'll pay attention.
What about Kiss?
No, I don't have Kiss, but I have something that's pretty fucking cool. It's called Led Zeppelin. This is probably my favorite Led Zeppelin song out there. It's called The Lemon Song.
Let me tell you, baby, you ain't nothing but a
There you have it, the Lemon Song from Led Zeppelin, right here on your Thursday night live edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince LeBay, back here with Metal Talk Radio and Ruby Sexy Candy. We're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I just had to wipe the juice up off my leg. Thanks to Space Poet, Metal Talk Radio, Tracy Gamore, Dan Newton, and AVA Indiana for hanging out in the chat room, plus all the guest listeners that have been in and out. Appreciate the love. Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Is there?
Sorry, that's my
So this is what pissed off Charlie Sheen so much. He was angered by the vanity card that Lori aired after an episode of Two and a Half Men, saying he'd be angry if Charlie Sheen outlived him. Like,
whoa,
a vanity card. What the hell is that vanity card? Is that like, was that like something that that like aired on the show?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know what a vanity card is. I'm on his website, Chuck Glory Productions. He's got little vanity card. I don't know. Are they like show notes or something? That's weird.
Oh, wait. I think I know what they are. It's like when they like tell you what to say, and if like you don't say it, they get all mad at you. Is that what you're talking about?
No. This article saying that that Charlie Sheen was angered by the vanity card that Lori aired after an episode of Two and a Half Men, saying he'd be angry if Sheen outlived him. A vanity card that Lori aired. To me, that sounds like it aired on the show.
Yeah.
But then I looked it up, and I found a website, chucklori.com, and he's got his official vanity card archives. So I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, man.
But I'm looking at it, and it's just like, it says Chuck Lori Productions, number 309. Following Kaylee Kukoc's horseback riding injury, I've instituted new rules governing acceptable leisure activities for the cast of The Big Bang Theory. No freaking horses. This includes those found on merry-go-rounds and in front of supermarkets. The only motorcycle you can get on is the one you're accidentally crushing in your big-ass airbagged SUV. What the fuck is it? These are just like show notes or some shit that he puts on his website. I have no idea. Oh, here we go. 2.5 minutes. Cards by series.
I don't know, man. I have no idea with that stuff.
Here it is. I found it. Chuck Lori Productions, number 329. It says, I exercise regularly. I eat moderate amounts of healthy food. I make sure to get plenty of rest. I see my doctor once a year and my dentist twice a year. I floss every night. I have had chest x-rays, cardio stress tests, EKGs, and colonoscopies. I see a psychologist and have a variety of hobbies to reduce stress. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't have crazy, reckless sex with strangers. If Charlie Sheen outlives me, I'm going to be really pissed.
Dude, I saw that. I don't know where I saw it, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's what his producer said about him on February 14th.
That's what they're talking about when I saw him.
That's weird. So he just like posts these little blurbs. I mean, this is essentially like a blog that he's calling a vanity card. I don't know. What the fuck is wrong with these people? So they're shutting down an entire production because that guy put something on his blog that pissed off Charlie Sheen.
Why would you let something petty like that, you know? Crap happens.
This is like the most ridiculous thing I've seen ever, and they shut down an entire production over it.
That's a
stupid. Yeah. People are stupid. I don't understand people.
These people are idiots.
But you know who I do understand? You know who I do understand and do think about late at night when I'm laying in bed alone, fondling myself? God. I think about Harris Faulkner.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by... Coming up, the president and Democrats, they're hot. And tax cuts. So they say. You can't protest if you haven't actually read the material.
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
I was just, ew. And they're just, but you know, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I would probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving. Stimulus. Crucial speech on jobs and, dare we say, stimulus.
I
don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner in for Julie Banderas, and we are live flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over Old Glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers will tell you it's a game that soothes the soul. Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight. Just two stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
Oh, I will, baby. I will. You got it, sister.
Oh.
That's my tribute to Harris Faulkner. I love her.
Crazy, dude. You just do all you like. You do this before, like you do your show and everything. Like ahead.
Oh, I did that one a long time ago. That one, I've had that one up here for a long time. Did you ever hear the one with Patriot Greg doing the Our Father?
No.
Oh, you got to check this out. All right, we're going to take a little break, and you can get a little taste of this classic Vince in the Bay intro.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Cletus.
Going on.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was
neither. Nor can more.
He should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh,
my
it's
God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn them off!
These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Fits the bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vince the bay?
The gay bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the bay.
Yeah,
right,
me.
Vince is a slug troll.
Yahoo.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The gay
bay. Vince in the Bay.
Represent the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Network.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. Back here with General Time Radio. What's up, dude?
What's up,
Radio? Are you there? Good.
Yo.
Nothing, dude. Nothing is up. I'm just got through rocking out there into the, some Marilyn Manson there. That's the Vince in the Bay remix, which was started off there with the old intro I did on my show for a while, Patriot Greg. But oh, there was a controversy with that too, having that introduction. I have, if you go back in the archives, I don't know which when I first put it on here, but originally that that was cut differently. It was, he didn't, it was all the, like, the way it is now, it's Patriot Greg does the Our Father, and then at the end he sort of blesses Blog Talk Radio, and then it goes into a montage. Before, yeah. I had it, the montage and him saying the Our Father were, like, intercut together, so he'd say, like, Our Father who art in heaven, and then it'd be like, Debbie, are we on the network? And it'd be all this, like, you know, whatever, montage of shit, and then it would say, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and it was so, like, and the music was, like, all swelling behind it, and that was the original version of it. And then Patriot Greg called in and was just up in arms about it. He said, oh, my God. He's like, you know what? I love it. Sounds very, he's like, I have no problem with you using my voice. I have no problem with the production value. I think it's good. I like it. It's great. But one problem I have is you, he felt like I desecrated the Lord's Prayer by cutting it up and interspersing other voices and stuff in between the lines. And I totally understood where he was coming from. And it was funny because when I originally cut it, I wasn't sure whether I my original idea was just to have him do it, because that's how he does his show. He does the Our Father. And originally I was going to do that, just have the Our Father and then have a montage. But then, I don't know, I was probably smoking some crazy shit. And
but dude,
I decided to, like, tinker with it a little bit more and intersperse, you know, all the shit with the prayer, and got out of hand. And he kind of brought me back. And then he's just like, I have one request. Can you just, like, not cut it up, you know? And I was like, all right, no problem. I'll go back. I'll redo it. I'll just make it just, you know, two separate things.
Respect. Yeah.
And yeah, totally. And you know what? That's how it works, man. You got to believe it. You know, I could have been a dick and said, like, no, man, it is what it is. I'm leaving it. And he was perfectly fine with that too. He's like, yeah. He's like, you know what? If you don't change it, you know, he's like, I can't do anything. It's fine, but whatever. He's like, I just appreciate it. I was like, no problem, dude. I'll go back and change it. You know, I think I like it that way, that better that way anyway.
Right on, dude.
And it worked out fine. And it was a situation where it was just like, I much rather, you know, make a slight edit change and satisfy a listener than to be all, like, be a prick and leave it the way it is and, like, lose a listener, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you
dude,
know,
like,
obviously, I have certain, you know, artistic lines that I principles and stuff that I adhere to. But this was just a situation where I was like, it's much more worth it for me to reach out and not try to alienate this listener than it is to, like, have some sort of artistic debate and potentially lose a listener. And I don't want to alienate,
like,
and I totally respect that too. Like, people, you know, there's people that are very devout, whatever, Catholics, Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, whatever, Buddhists. There's a lot of folks that take that shit real serious, you know, I would personally, like, I'm just here to have fun. To me, this is just like a party line, basically, on the internet. the chat room. I think it's pretty cool. And, you know, I want everybody in on the fun. I don't want to leave anybody out in the cold, you know, except for some people who are just fucking dickheads who deserve it. You know,
but
people
dude,
that deserve to get ragged on will get ragged on. But I'm not going to do it just, you know, you know, for no reason.
That clip that you played, though, like, my favorite part is, like, when you got one angry Jew saying that there was a change in the Troll Wars. That was, like, the best part, dude.
Yeah.
It's so dramatic, you know?
So are you hearing me okay there, Metal Talk Radio? Because I'm getting some word in the chat room that I'm Patriot Gregging. Like Space Poet just said Patriot Greg, and somebody else private chatted me. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, you're good. You were earlier, but now you're good.
All right. Because it seems like lately, especially the later it gets, and I started my show really late tonight, so I'm expecting it to fritz out on me here any minute. But you just got to be so delicate with everything on BTR. It's such a delicate flower.
Yeah.
If you abuse it too much, it'll just get all buggy and fritz out on you.
Yeah.
Hate it. The worst.
So, are you a free host, man?
No, I'm not a free host. I pay for this shit, dude. Huh?
How much is it?
Now you're Patriot Gregging. I'm doing it for $29.99 a month. I got a special deal. They offered a one-time special to, because I was a free host up until about a month ago or a month and a half ago. And they gave us a shot at, because the cheapest thing, the premium host account is supposed to be like $39.99, but they offered it to people who were like hardcore old school people like me. They offered to join for $29.99, so I took it. And I was thinking about getting sponsors for this, but I don't know, man. I think I'm gonna keep doing this. I love Blog Talk. I have a lot of fun on here. I'm going to definitely keep doing Blog Talk shows. I don't know if I'm going to keep up the pace that I'm doing now, where I'm doing like a show every single night. I mean, I love doing it every night, but but like tonight I was really tired. I got home really late, and I scheduled my show late, and I still even showed up for my show late, you know? And so like, I was kind of like out of my element to begin with, sort of.
Team player.
But no, it's all good though. I mean, it's worked out. You called in. Now we got everybody in the chat here. We got AVA Indiana, Metal Talk Radio, Sheik, Space Poet, Tracy Gamore, No Thieves Allowed was in and out there for a second, waved and whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Thanks for the
and
heads
the guest.
Up there, everybody. What's that?
And the guests. Don't forget the guests.
Oh, yes, guest listeners, thank you. Presently, we have guest number 159 and guest number 563.
Yeah, it'll get them hard, you know, say their number.
Huh?
We'll say their number, make people you acknowledge them.
Uh-huh.
Patriot Greg.
All right, moving on. If you guys want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. I think we scared off Ruby Sexy Candy. She took off, but it was nice to have her here while she was here. She's by far one of the sexiest hosts that's on BTR.
Dude, who's Moxie, man?
What do you mean, who's Moxie?
Like, who is Moxie, dude? Like, you guys are always like, what's up? And I don't even know her.
Moxie is a former BTR host, and she used to be a regular caller, a guest panelist, whatever you want to call it, guest hosts. For a while there, she was basically like a co-host almost. Like,
yeah,
for a while
I remember
there,
that, yeah.
Like, yeah. And I don't know, she's on, moved on to other things. She's not really around BTR anymore, at least not that I know of.
Oh, man, I almost lost it too. I was like, I was going on with everything. I was like, Blog Talk Radio. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, no, a lot of people are like that. They go and they have little fits with BTR. When I first found out about BTR, I got crazy with it. Did it like nonstop for like 2 or 3 months straight. And then I just got kind of burned out on it. And then I got really busy and didn't have time for it and just kind of forgot about it. And then just towards the end of last year, rediscovered it. I had some time on my hands for a while there and got back into it.
Yeah, man.
Doing it pretty strong here. What's up?
Just like you do for like a living.
I'm sorry, you're Patriot Gregging there.
I'm so sorry. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, no worries. We're going to take a break here. We'll see if Metal Talk Radio can get things worked out there. While he's doing that, I'm going to keep the lines open, though, for you to call in. The number is 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince of the Bay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You can check me out on Twitter. I've been tweeting a lot lately. I have not been tweeting a lot to ladies. I would love to tweet to a lady. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'll tweet your twat, or you can twat my tweet. We'll tweet each other, and then maybe I can tickle your twat sometime. But it all starts on Twitter with one tweet. We could be one tweet away from the best night of our lives. But you have to tweet me or follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Pretty simple. Vince in the Bay. Bye, bye, bye. And, yeah. So I was on Ghost the other day. Check that out. I think it was yesterday. Archives Ghost. Was it yesterday or the day before? Fuck, I don't remember. I don't know. Who knows?
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
You know what West Coast niggas is gonna tell me? This is too West Coast.
You and my own. And if you got a problem with that, then they need to go bang.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that twist. I rep that twist. I rep that twist. I rep that twist.
Uh-huh.
I rep that twist.
Come on.
I rep that twist. I rep that twist. I rep that twist.
Turn it up.
My own.
To let that boy in the building, don't you know that? He about to kill him, don't you know that? He about to hurt y'all feelings. Can't find Ram, might as well play the villain. I'ma get him. Why? Cause I can't babysit him. I'ma whip him. Treat him like badass children. Is it evil? Y'all better call them people. How I get down just ain't legal. Money long, sorta like Louis Vuitton. I run this shit right here, call me Marathon. I blow like a cherry bomb. You a small donation, bitch. I'm a telethon. West Coast million, what is he really on? Is it that shit that niggas go silly on? Hell no, the pyroclastic flow is evident.
West Coast.
And y'all know what I represent.
And if you got a problem with that, then they need to go bang, 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 bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that twist.
Yeah.
I rep that twist.
Yeah.
I rep that twist.
I'm a monster. West side locks nest, I'm a problem.
I'm a mess. Los Angeles, so scandalous. South Central, home of so much potential. But if you go there, the warfare is mental. Bring your wheelchair, you're probably gonna need it. Lead this motherfucker a paraplegic. Niggas round the world that think they wanna bang. Don't get your ass caught up like Lil Wayne. I'm too West Coast for the West Coast. Two Fresnos to Cerritos. Two soul food and burritos. I'm down with Angelinos. Go downtown and give a bum a C-note. This my town. I run it, you walk it, you just now learning the game. I told you.
And if you got a problem with that, then let me let go. Bang, 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 bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I got that win. 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 I got that win.
And if you got a problem with this, let me know so I can add your fucking name on my list. All you West Coast DJs, check your wrist. If you scared to add the big fish to your playlist now. Enemies of this industry, I'm a Hall of Famer, treated like a stranger. Fuck that, another West Coast banger. Who gives a fuck if they play it in Virginia? I'ma play it on Danker, play it on Western. All up and ass will make your head turn. Motherfuckers wanna take our style and run that shit 3,000 miles. Then rub your shit all in our face. This award show all at our place. Damn, can a nigga get a little taste of some of that shine? It look like mine.
Damn, and if you got a problem with that, then let me go bang, 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 bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that win. 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 I rep that win.
I'll be gangsta. Y'all know what it is. It's just two West Coast for you motherfuckers. So what? Sanctioned by the OGs of America. The Grand Wizard is a certified G. That means genius, bitch.
Well, what else would that fucking mean, biatch?
They're all idiots.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay back here with you. I'm joined by Metal Talk Radio. What's going on, Metal Talk?
Not shiz, dog. You?
Ready to take some calls. You ready to take some calls, dude?
Yeah, man, totally.
All right, here we go. Nature Boy, what it do? Hello? 936 area code, you're on. What's up?
Metal
Talk
Radio.
Unmute yourself.
Metal Talk.
What's up, bro?
Metal Talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Metal Talk, what did you do? Metal Talk.
What did I do? You mean on Debbie's show?
Yeah. What did you do? What the hell did you do?
I said fucking, I was like, you fucking idiot or something. I don't know.
Oh, hell. What are you thinking there, buddy? You are causing a ruckus in the Teddy Daly locker room right now. There's hell breaking loose.
The locker room? I'm sorry, you said the locker room?
Yes, the locker room.
You guys shower together over there at the Debbie Daly Network?
You see, Mr. Bay, you're not important. Your show's not important. You see, you're filming down in the basement. We get to use the actual studio there, buddy. We have money, you know. You.
Right. Of course. I'm not disputing
that. Yeah.
That
about
tell me something I don't
there,
know, bro.
In the
quality of the show matters.
By the
too,
way,
dog.
Did you listen to my beautiful prank last night on Prankville featuring?
No.
In the closet. Yeah. Did you listen to it?
No, I missed it. What happened? Tell me what happened.
Oh, what happened? Oh shit! My switchboard is hacked again.
but I still love each and every one of you. And I want to make love to each and every one of you.
Hey, Metal Talk, do you think that sounds like me?
Not at all, dude. At all.
That's supposed to be Vince in the Bay. Well, I'm sorry, that's Vince in the Closet. Anyway, for those of you who aren't familiar with Nature Boy and the whole late night BTR family, well, hey, let's fill you in. Let's get you caught up on the nights of BTR.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the nights of BTR.
It's the subject of the conspiracy.
What conspiracy is that?
I don't know. What are you doing over there, you golden voice thing, you?
Oh, all kinds of good stuff. I'm just a little bit relaxed tonight. Just chilling out a minute. Talking philosophy here for a minute here. I'm talking about cool things.
Well, you know, philosophy is what did that song say? Is a dog on or something. Yeah, I'm having a show. It's sort of a slow show, but I don't care. I just was bored and wanted to play on BTR.
Well, it's Saturday night.
Well, la-dee-da.
There it is.
Hi, Jack. Get back to my show.
Well, it seems BTR banned one of my IPs again.
Well, that's what we got to learn. I told you the other night, man. I told you. I've been telling you.
I'm not sure
why.
I'm not sure why they did that, though.
Yeah, you could buy this platform. What are you talking about?
That's all right. I can change my IP at will now.
That's right. Easy. You guys ever heard of the band Pantera? Either one of you?
No, but I've heard of the color chart.
Okay, you ever heard of Metallica?
I loved eating in that restaurant. They got great bread.
Okay, you ever heard of Metallica? Well, I'm the Metallica singer. Okay, I'm that heavy hardcore Pantera singer. That's me.
Hey, and what? Sing in Metallica.
What's that?
What do you sing in Metallica?
Oh, I can do anything but Metallica. It's no big deal.
The Black Conservative has been asking people on his show to contribute money to pay for BTR. Now, have you seen where he lives?
No, I don't even know his name.
His name is Kenny L. Bolton. Used to be a pastor, but he's been defrocked. Kenny has people on his show saying, hey, I'm on disability. I'm on SSI. I can't afford it, but I'll do without HBO or I'll do without cable for a month to keep the Black Conservative show going. Meanwhile, he's collecting money on PayPal and probably collecting 10 times what it costs him to pay them for a month and sitting there letting these people who have no money give him money. And that's what he's all about because all his court records
show. Somebody does that, Jew. When somebody does that, who's the idiot? You know, I mean, the beggar. Or think about it: the beggar or the giver.
The idiot is the grifter.
Is that me or you, Bill?
Yes, it should be. Yeah, it should be. Oh, it should be buyer beware. But these people believe in the Black Conservative. He's a grifter. I think that's what it's all about.
So you and Debbie buried the hatch, obviously.
I was never angry at Debbie.
Oh, give me you hate my guts, Sid.
Debbie thinks I'm one of the most evil people in the world, but I'm one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Let's make BTR history. I love you, Jew.
No, we're not making that tonight. But
you're a good buddy. Yeah, I always thought you were a good guy. I always stuck up for you.
Great guy.
Now, I just can't stand these rumors, Debbie. I can't stand these rumors about people saying that you want me dead. I don't understand that.
Jesus Christ, I'm a goddamn soccer mom. I might want you dead. Jesus Christ, how stupid is that?
I know, but it's like a constant. No, I don't believe it, but I hear these things. And I go, what are the freaking hell are we?
You should hear what I hear.
I couldn't imagine.
You should hear some of the shit they tell me. They played a video audio. They played an audio of you. Check this out. And I could play it for you right now if you don't believe me. They have an audio of you saying, I have 10, this is you talking, boys, I have $10,000 in a Visa prepaid card for y'all if you will go and kill Debbie Daly. It's on YouTube. It came out today.
What?
This is Vince in the Bay, and these are the Knights of BTR.
All right, and we're back. It's Vince in the Bay, back with Metal Talk Radio, Nature Boy. And we also have 50 Rubles. What's cooking, 50?
Oh, man, I just watched Bear Grylls eat the head off a fish, and then he ate the whole fish raw because he's surviving in Scotland tonight.
That sounds pretty epic, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, and, you know, I like the Bear Grylls. It's the Man versus Wild, I don't know if you're... But he just bit the head right off a fish. Yeah, so that metal show, it was in McLaren Park. The metal show.
Yeah, not familiar.
So what's going on the show tonight? Are you doing a metal show tonight?
No, I'm playing metal. It's not necessarily a metal show though.
Have you not been listening
guests,
to the show
my,
at all there, buddy?
One of my callers tonight is his name is Metal Talk Radio. So you probably
Hello.
Heard me saying Metal Talk Radio. Yeah, that's him right there.
So does he? You do a talk show with about the metal,
dude. You don't even know. Yeah,
I know. I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, dude.
Oh yeah. You guys, you got a good show?
No, Metal Talk Radio is
I
the guy
my shit down
that
first.
intentionally hurt Debbie Daly tonight. I cannot believe that he has the audacity to even show his face here on Vince of the Bay. After the way he has...
What did he do? Oh, come on. Get over it. What did he do? What could he possibly have done?
He has caused my wife, Debbie, trauma. And I will not have that.
Your wife? I'm sorry. Did you say your wife?
Yes. I said that. Yes, I did. Me and Debbie Daly are an item now. Yes. She is Debbie Daly Flair. And I'm the nature of Rick Flair.
You're out of control.
And
so okay,
you,
so
Metal Talk
what
Radio,
did,
hey, Metal Talk what, Radio, what did, you have crossed the line there, buddy. Whatever you did, you hurt my lady, and now you've got to pay the piper right now.
You made it up. You have no idea.
I've got a steel chair in my hand. I've got crushed trash cans.
Are you calling me out,
sir? Yeah, I'm calling you out right now, hardcore. No disqualification. Anything goes. If you've got the guts, come down to the ring right now and face the Nature Boy one-on-one like a man.
I'll kick your country ass.
Oh, yeah.
These people
what
are
you
idiots.
Come down here and do it right now. You come down here right now. Put your dukes up like a man. Come on. Fight me.
Get you my finish
things,
Holmes.
Come on. You want an elbow drop? Nah. There you go. There's an elbow drop. You want a knee to the head? Yeah.
All right.
There's a need to end. You want a leg drop?
They're all idiots.
There's a leg drop. You want the Nature Boy? You want me? Come on. Come on right now. I'll fight you. I'll knock you out. You won't make it.
That's enough of the theater talk. All righty. If you want to join us here, on this cavalcade of mediocrity, we've got about 5 minutes left. The number is 347-826-7667. Yes, It is yours truly, Vincent the Bay, alongside me tonight at Metal Talk Radio, The Nature Boy, and 50 Rubles. And, holler at your boy.
Holler at you, lady.
Hey, can you play the music? Where's the ring
at? What?
What?
What is that?
Hey, it's Greg.
Ring
guy talking
about how he wants to fucking
ace. You
want to
mean that?
What ring?
Anyway.
So, Vince, you doing a show tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, what are you babbling on about now?
You hurt Debbie Daly, and now you're going to pay. You
is she doing another hour?
You, Metal Talk Radio,
You want me to do something about it? Does she have another
show? Whatever your name is, I am going to hunt you down.
God.
You are Mark's band tonight. The Nature Boy and you in the 15-foot-high steel cage at Halloween Havoc. What do you say? What do you say?
I'll be the one in the blue panties and the shirt on.
Woo! 15-foot-high steel cage. No way out. No doors. Barbed wire at the top. Woo! I am going to take you out. And my wife, Kenny, is going to be there. Better run by my side.
Listen. Whoa. You do exactly what I say. I'm going to take you outside and punk you in the street, okay? Is she having another show tonight?
Are you talking about my wife? Are you asking me a question about my... You little creep. I'm going to... You little creep.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little
creep? I'm going to find you. I'm going to hunt you. You're dead man. Dead man. You want to ask me about my wife? You are through, buddy. You
my justice will be
BTR are through. This is me. I
what?
Am going
what, dude? What?
To declare war. You shut your mouth. Shut. This is now the Nature Boys show. I'm taking over right now.
Yeah.
You are off. Whoa. Me, post cue, buddy. Whoa, that's right off the operator. Thank you for using BTR. Goodbye. Whoa. Because
I guess it's
the
Nature Boy show now.
I'm taking over.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm in the Bay. I'm in the East. I'm in the West. I'm wherever you want me to be.
Whoa. Oh, that's fucking retarded. But he's funny.
Night long. Whoa. Which one of you fine ladies want to ride Space Mountain tonight? Where's my Don Perignon? Get in here. Give me my Don Perignon champagne. Vincent May, you ever drink Don Perignon? No. You may.
Let's play
the
game.
I've been to Sonoma Valley. I've been down there to Sonoma Valley. To the beautiful resort they have down there in Sonoma. It's just great. I love it.
Hey, your boy, why don't you go and get yourself a radical sabbatical?
Hey, why don't you go drink a cup of piss, you punk? Whoa.
Yeah.
Because, daddy's home to stay, you hear me? Metal talk, metal head, whatever the hell your name is, I have got your number. And you will be seeing the Nature Boy very, very soon.
Thank God, because I'm so horny.
What? What did you say to me? Yeah, you might want to go direct that kind of talk.
Be the one in the blue
pants
in my shirt.
No, to Vince's good friend, Iconoclast, because he'll like that kind of stuff there. But the Nature Boy, no. Whoa. You, my friend, are a flash of the pan. Vince LeMay, you and your 1965 radio ripoff show can go to hell.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nature Boy. Appreciate that. And I appreciate you out there listening to the program tonight. It's been a pleasure to hear being with you. Metal Talk Radio, before we sign off, do you have any parting thoughts you'd like to share with everybody?
In like 2 days, I'm going to do a show at like 4 o'clock. That's it.
All right. I'll be there. I'm Vincent the Bay. Sorry. I cut you off there. But anyways, thanks a lot, Metal Talk Radio, for coming through. Thanks to all of the chit-chatters, AVA, Indiana, Shike, Space Poets, Tracy Gamore, and whoever else rolled through. No Thieves Allowed was here for a second, like waved and left. Thanks everybody for coming through. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening in the archives or on the podcast. If you ever want to join me, it's usually 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Got a late start tonight. Might be getting a late start again tomorrow too. I'm not sure, but I should be on, and we'll be around. In the meantime, catch up with me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Until next time, keep the faith, and I'll catch you right here on blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. Once again, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Peace.
you know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.